And now this is a dictation for Shirley. S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. Ibling, E-I, B as in boy, L-I-N-G. April 1444. Addresses a letter to Dr. Lena, L-E-N-A, Whitman, W-I-D-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Whitman, follow up for Shirley. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in January. Recent T6 compression fracture. She was trying to lift a wheelchair, no falling episode. Seeing Dr. Mark Jones, J-O-N-E-S. No surgical procedure, no anti-inflammatory agents. Wearing a brace that is being removed at night. This happened early April. That's already 3 months ago. No compromise of feeling or motor activity, lower extremities, no compromise of bowel or urinary continence, occasional use of Norco. There has been also recent problems of gastrointestinal bleeding. EGD was done, an ulcer found. This was probably from prednisone, but she was exposed for COPD. Required blood transfusion. Presently no gastrointestinal symptoms. Review system negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the lisinopril beta blockers diuretics. Remains on Protanix off the prednisone. No anti-inflammatory agents. Lungs are distant from COPD, but no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no JVD, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistries from April. Creatinine, was 1.57, worse than before, GFR 33, blood test will be updated with normal electrolyte acid-base calcium, phosphorus not elevated, normal magnesium. There was evidence of iron deficiency with a very low ferritin 20s and 30s and saturation around 16. Normal white blood cell, elevated platelets as part of gastrointestinal bleeding. Tested negative for H. pylori. A repeat EGD shows that the gastric ulcer has healed. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, blood test to be updated, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload, underlying COPD, iron deficiency anemia, gastric ulcers as indicated above, off prednisone, no exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, remains on protonix, there has been normal magnesium. She has a T6 compression fracture, lightly from steroids, postmenopausal, and also mineral bone abnormalities associated to kidney disease. For what we are going to update PTH levels as well as vitamin D125 to decide if she needs active treatment with vitamin D125 replacement. Also discuss with the patient, come back in 6 months.